This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, at the same time writing for American Greatness in Human Events. This conversation that Thaddeus is highlighting in his most recent American Greatness piece is hard to imagine that it actually happened in the U.S. government. What I understand to be true is that The Intercept, a well-known publication, has published a long chronology of the thinking of the Trump administration and the Biden administration as to what is to be done with all these dissenting voices in social media. I'm generalizing because there is a lot of material here, and I want to focus on just one piece of it. What we learn is, according to Carafano, Carafano of the Heritage Foundation, synopsizing for The Intercept, is that at some point in March of 21, it was a meeting by an FBI official, Laura Demlow, and others, in which the conversation turned on the threat of subversive information on social media and how it could undermine support for the U.S. government. That is, as a recovering politician, you can testify to people who disagreed with you or disagreed with your policies or disagreed with the policies of your party, the Republican Party. Was that undermining support for the U.S. government? Good evening to you, Thaddeus.
Good evening to you, John. Just a quick correction. Mr. Carafano was synopsizing the article. He's not with The Intercept. He's just doing that and sending it out from Heritage and a certain group email chain, which I thought was very helpful to put the piece together on my end. So when you look at it, John, we're dealing with people who believe they have the right to censor information that they find not to their liking. And the fact that they're in government means they cannot do it. So what they're trying to do is through the Department of Homeland Security, what they're trying to do is go to big tech and have big tech do the censorship for them. It's akin to the government police. It's akin to a police agency using someone to go in and do illegal searches and then bringing them the fruits of the illegal search. You cannot do that. I would argue that it is just as bad for the government to ask and to imply and to suggest and basically to intimidate corporations to censor free speech as it is for themselves to do it. I think this is going to wind up in court. I think they're going to be slapped down as they should be. And I would point out that it is fascinating how far the left has come. Because, John, you remember, I'm not a baby boomer, but you remember the whole free speech movement, and there's nothing worse than a censor, and there should be a freedom of thought, freedom of information. And yet, as you've also pointed out, there's Marcuse, a French communist, who talked about how they need liberation, basically liberating tolerance, where they get to censor everybody. So even back then, you could see that the left was lying about their commitment to free speech. And instead, they just wanted to grab the levers of power and silence their opponents. And that continues apace to this day. It happens under Democrats. Unfortunately, it happened under the Trump administration, who signed a significant piece of legislation with a Republican majority to create this entity that is now being used to help stifle dissent, silence free speech, and basically undo the freedom of conscience, which we have enjoyed for centuries.
We have individuals identified in this synopsis of The Intercept piece. Jeff Hale, the director of the Election Security Initiative at CISA, CISA is the supervising body, recommended the use of third-party information-sharing nonprofits as a clearinghouse for trust information to avoid the appearance of government propaganda. Can you translate that, Thaddeus? What is he worried about?
What he wants to do is he wants to use NGOs so they can spit out their own government propaganda without it appearing to be government propaganda. So basically he's saying, I want to do this. How do I do it without getting caught?
The puzzle here is this going on forward now, or the Intercept publishing this, is there reason to believe it stopped, but you believe it's in place, this idea?
Oh, it's in place. The organization's in place. The plans are in place. And the Biden administration is fully in support of it. And it's happening, and they're using every means at their disposal. And they will continue to do it. Remember, this is the same government who propagated the Russiagate lie for 4 years to undermine duly elected president of the United States. This is the same government that told us the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. These are the people who want to decide what you may or may not consider, what you may or may not think about, and what you may or may not speak about. They're despicable, and they need to go.
I did read a general summary of these matters. I suppose I'll have to go find The Intercept. But this is the part that I'm going to talk about it with my friend and colleague Bill Raggio of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy. On the list of things that they were keen on correcting, let's put it that way, let's not use the pejorative, correcting, was disagreement about the Afghanistan policy. I thought, what? And they were monitoring people who dissented from Afghanistan policy. I spent 12 years dissenting from the Afghanistan policy with Bill Raggio and his friend Tom Jocelyn. 12 years. And we're going to debate tomorrow whether we think we were being monitored. Do you think we were? Because
of course, John, these people, they're not correcting anything. They're censoring and propagandizing. That's what they're doing. And so they've had to monitor any dissent to government policies. No, the Afghanistan withdrawal was basically the Biden administration's fiasco. So you have people working within the Biden administration to silence all dissent and shape the narrative and propagandize Mr. Biden's horrific retreat out of Afghanistan. So when you look at that, John, you look at that list, what you're watching are partisan hacks trying to use the bureaucracy to stifle dissent and to silence opposition. And it is the very threat to democracy that the clowns in the Democratic Party run against when they conflate party and country.
Here's a quote. The FBI's Foreign Influence Task Force this year includes 80 individuals focused on curbing, quote, subversive data utilized to drive a wedge between the populace and the government. 80 people working to censor American dissent. Is that how to read that? 80 people, 80 American citizens in rooms with digital connections who are seeking to identify people and denounce them? Is that how to read this?
John, the purpose of a political campaign is to undermine support for the government and get yourself elected. Isn't that really what a campaign is if you're the challenger?
Sure.
So somebody should tell these geniuses to go back and study civics. What they want to outlaw is not just dissent. It is any opposition to their governing you. That's what they want. These are totalitarian wannabes in their nascent stages, their infantile stages. They can't make any arguments to support their policies. So all they can do is silence and propagandize. Oh, and guess what? You get to pay for it. They're using your money to do it.
80 people working for the U.S. government whose job is to identify dissent and censor it.
They want big tech to do it for them. So it's like an extortionist saying, you need your protection money. Be ashamed if this place burned down, Twitter, Google. So what they're doing is putting the heavy hand of government on people to force them to censor for them, to pretend that somehow they can escape the fact that the First Amendment prevents them from doing this.
For years, I used to joke with Gordon Chang, you know Gordon, my colleague, whenever we would report on the abuse of people by the People's Republic of China. This is even before Xi, back in Hu Jintao days. I would say to Gordon, you know, the guys in Shanghai don't have to hack this. We're going to put it on the radio, Gordon. And we'd laugh. Now I'm thinking I was pointing to Shanghai as if it was exceptional, you know, that they would want to tap into a radio station before we were on air. Now I see that, is it possible that our own government is practicing this idea that they're going to identify people who speak in dissent of a policy from the Washington? You're telling me it's true. This says there are 80 people, but it's fantastic, that is.
No, it's who they are. It's what they're all about. The left is full-blown totalitarian. And they're going to get punished at the polls, fortunately for. And hopefully these bureaucratic supremacists can be revealed and dismantled. This whole system is rotten to the core. It is antithetical to the very liberty of the United States, and they must go.
Thaddeus McCotter, recovering politician, but most importantly, writing for American Greatness and Human Events. We're going to turn to Thaddeus on these last hours before the election. on his measure of Michigan. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.